What are you thinking about as you look ahead to the Paralympic Games? What's on your mind?
We want it to be as good as the Olympic Games were. You know, they were a fantastic spectacle of sport. The focus was on that sport and the focus wasn't on the security. And I hope exactly the same is going to happen in the Paralympics. We know they've sold more tickets for this Paralympics than any previous Paralympics. We know there's a massive public appetite for wanting to go and see these games. So we want to make sure we provide the same right level of security done in the right way that we did for the Olympic Games.
In terms of security then, what are you focusing on? What particular threats or alerts or concerns?
Well, it is exactly the same as it was for the Olympic Games. So the sort of broad areas of risk are the same, considering terrorism, serious organised crime and protest, and making sure we got the right policing operation in place to deal with that. The slight difference is one of scale. For the main Olympic Games, we had something in the region of 10,500 police officers on duty. For the Paralympic Games in London, we'll have something in the region of 5,500 police officers on duty. So a slight difference in scale, but the Paralympics are as important, and certainly, you know, the public mood, people want to go and see another fantastic Games.
Given that the Paralympics don't quite have the same spotlight on them as the Olympics do, some might wonder if Scotland Yard is slightly distracted by other things at the moment.
No, we're not distracted at all. I mean, we decided to plan the policing operation to encompass everything that happened this summer. So it started when the torch started running in May. In London, we started the operation for the Olympics and Paralympics back in July, and that operation has run all the way through, is still running now, and will conclude on about the 14th of September after the Paralympics have ended. So, you know, our focus is on ensuring both the Olympics and the Paralympics pass off safely and securely, but they are what I want them to be, which is focused on the sport. You know, these are fantastic sporting events, and that's where we want the focus to be, allowing the best sportsmen and women from across the world to compete against them, each other and the public to go and see these people competing.
Were there any moments or events or incidents during the Olympics which have caused you learning points as far as the Paralympics are concerned?
Well, you learn from every event that you do. So clearly, you know, we were constantly debriefing throughout the main games, the Olympic Games, about how we work together. The importance of partnership is a major part of delivering successful events, and that partnership will come together to deliver the Paralympics.
Speaking of partnership, one of the things for the Olympics as far as security is concerned was the number of organisations who had responsibility. You had the police, you had the army, you had the private security firms. Does that cause a challenge, having you've got so many different bodies working at the same time?
No, I think what the Olympics showed was how effective that partnership was. We clearly had G4S, the military stepped up to the mark, as did the police service, when G4S couldn't provide all the numbers that were necessary. But that partnership worked very, very well indeed. And what you saw for the Olympic Games was very, very good security at all the venues, and laid over the top of that was the security that the police service put around the periphery in the public spaces. So, you know, we were very happy that that partnership worked very, very well together. That partnership is set fair for the Paralympics as they come next week.
For any Londoners who didn't get to the Olympics but are going to the Paralympics, what can they expect from your team?
Hopefully exactly the same as they saw for the Olympic Games, which is police officers out there doing their job but fully engaged with the public. You know, we had a fantastic response from the public during the Olympic Games. That engagement with the public, you know, high-fiving officers, talking to officers, wanting photographs taken with their officers. You know, for many officers, that was a surprise. They hadn't had to deal with that. We had officers from 52 forces from across the country to come and assist us. My hope that the public will see exactly the same style of policing, because I think we got the policing right.
There are fewer officers this time than at the Olympics, as you said. Does that mean security is not as tight?
No, not at all. It's just a recognition of the fact that there are less venues operating during the Paralympics than there were at the Olympics. There are less spectators. Something in the region of 8.8 million ticket holders went to the Olympic Games. Something in the region of 2.5 million will go to the Paralympic Games. There are less venues. They're more focused towards the east end of London. There's nothing in central London apart from a live site. So it's just a recognition of the scale of the event. That gives us the resourcing levels. But security will be exactly the same as it was for the Olympics.
And lastly, how would you mark out of 10 the police response to London's challenging summer so far?
Well, it's not for me to mark it, it's for others to decide, but I was very, very happy with what the police service did. I think we showed that we stepped up to the mark, we worked very, very closely with our partners, and the most important thing for me was what were the headlines. The headlines were all about the sport. That's what we wanted it to be about, and that's what I hope will happen for the Paralympics.